But supposing you have butter and you keep it too long and it doesn't taste good anymore. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe the butter? You say the butter is, it has gone bad. Say it's
sour.
Yeah. Did you ever say rancid?
No.
Did you ever say froey or frowy? Okay. How about really thick sour milk? Not buttermilk, but just real thick milk that you keep, that you can just keep forever. Got little pieces of cream floating in it. Some old people like to drink it.
Buttermilk?
It's like that, but it isn't. It's a little bit different.
I don't know.
Clabber?
Yeah, okay. Clabber milk. I've heard it now.
Okay.
I just couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. And do you know any other names for it? Okay.
It'd be something like cottage cheese, wouldn't it? Clabber milk.
That was my next question. What kind of cheese do you make?
Cottage cheese.
You're getting ahead of me. It's pretty good. Okay. We call all the stuff that you eat, just in general.
Food.
Okay. Do you know any slang words for it?
For food?
Yeah, or old-fashioned words. Hillbillies call it, maybe?
Oh, chitlins? I mean, what?
It's a word like that.
What does a hillbilly say? Vittles.
Yeah. Okay, what do you kind of call the kind of stuff that you have, that you put on spaghetti or something? The red stuff?
The tomato sauce.
Okay, supposing you talk about a little bit of food that you eat between meals. Not a regular meal, but you're just going to eat a... You know, like you're going to go to...
A snack.
Right. Okay. What do you call the stuff that you drink just out of the faucet?
Water.
Okay, and what do you drink it out of? What's that?
God.
Did the whole thing burn out?
Yeah, I don't remember leaving it there.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I like the whole thing. Okay, what is this?
That's a glass.
Okay.
It's really so like a psychiatrist.
Has nothing to do with it, though. Has nothing to do with that at all. It's all just language study.
If he took that...
He doesn't know anything about being a psychiatrist.
He says this guy needs to go to psychiatrist ward.
No. He's an English teacher. That's all he works with is English. And all he cares about are words, and that's all.
I failed English in high school. It cost me $7 to pass.
Cost you $7 to pass? What'd you do? Just slip the teacher $7?
I talked to her and I said, I'll give you $7 to pass me. She said, no, 10. No, I said, I'll give you 5. She said, 10. I said, well, fuck, fail me. And she says, 7. Okay, by your 7, she passed me. That's how I graduated.
Really? Was that, you were a senior then when that happened?
Huh?
You were a senior?
Yeah.
Well, that's really kind of cheap way to pass, anyway.
Yeah.
$7 an hour.
Better than paying 50 more than the college, and city.
What?
For summer school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, over the summer it costs $50 to go. It isn't free?
$50 a subject.
I failed algebra and I had to go. I can't remember if I had to pay for it or not. Maybe we did. Yeah, I think we did. Did you take algebra? God, that's hard, isn't it? I failed it once and I almost failed it the second time. Okay. Now say you had a big Sunday dinner, like a turkey, that's a good example. And you didn't eat it all. And you eat some of it the next day. And you heat it up again. Call it a certain kind of food. It's, you say, well, we had this turkey yesterday, we're going to have it again, and it's going to be...
Leftover?
Yeah. And how about if it's heated up? Do you have another word for that?
No.
Warmed over?